Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Friday, June 20th, 2025. Happy solstice. There's a celebration happening tonight on Sears Island. I'll have more on that later. But first, Wednesdays on Main is back for the summer in Bucksport. Here's a preview of upcoming events.
Hi, Amy. It's Paula Key again from Wednesday on Main, a summer event series in Bucksport. And we've kicked off our season with the Frogtown Mountain Puppeteers on June the 4th at the Alamo, which is always a barrel of laughs. And we're continuing on. Our next event is June 25th, next Wednesday. It's movie night at the Alamo. We're showing the Titanic movie. And so that's going to be a load of fun. Free, but donations always welcome. And all of our events are listed on our website, which is bucksportwom.com. And we have a great lineup of interesting new performers. And we have a wonderful book launch in August for a favorite friend of this of the town, Mel Allen, who is the retired editor of the Yankee Magazine. And he's written a book with his essays and stories and observations of his 40 plus years in New England. And he's going to launch that book in Bucksport at the Alamo. And that's going to be a great time. So lots of fun. And we are having two or three events on a Thursday evening this year because venue schedules didn't work out and so forth. But it's all on the website and you'll see posters and flyers all over everywhere, here, there. And so if any questions, obviously, let us know. We've got a big event with WERU. We're partnering with them September the 3rd, a Twin Bill, Darling Corey, and Pine Tree Flyers, which are two bands that are quite well known in the state of Maine, and very, very enthused about that. That's by reservation only. So someone should call me or send me an email. And that's again on the website. And put your name down on the list and you can contribute at the door. BucksportWOM.com.
That was Paula Key from Wednesdays on Maine in Bucksport. Solstice by the Sea, a summer celebration on Sears Island, is happening tonight from 5 to 8 p.m., and the Friends of Sears Island invite you to join them. They say, quote, "Bring the whole family for an evening of merriment to celebrate the start of summer. We'll have live traditional music by fiddlers and other musicians of Sea Strings Orchestra, poetry readings, a craft station to make your own noisemakers, streamer wands and crowns for the festive sun parade procession on the causeway, face painting, sidewalk chalk, giant bubbles, a rest and read area provided by the Carver Memorial Library, and a children's activity with the Penobscot Marine Museum. A story walk will also be installed along the homestead trail for viewing," end quote. Friends of Sears Island suggest that people dress to celebrate summer with a flower crown or tropical shirt or whatever means summer to you. Food will be available from the Portable Pie Place food truck, Stone Fox Farm Creamery ice cream, and people are also welcome to bring their own picnic. The event is free and open to all, but they will accept donations for Friends of Sears Island's educational and conservation programs. They also suggest that you bring something to sit on, a blanket or a lawn chair. Open fires and grills are not permitted on the island, and dogs are not permitted during organized events like this. If the weather is bad, cancellations will be announced on the Friends of Sears Island Facebook page. You can also find out more about Friends of Sears Island on their website, friendsofsearsisland.org. Happy solstice, whatever you do tonight. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you on Monday.